This is Forum. I'm John Michaels, Public Affairs Radio Director, and back with Al Green. Now we're all set for the weekend coming up, the Labor Day weekend.
And yes, we are. I'm glad to be here, John.
And it's really, you know, very practical to do a, what they call it, a staycation, stay in the area and go to Lifelight. You don't have to.
Into that staycation, Labor Day weekend. A lot of people are here, and a lot of people actually are coming here for Labor Day weekend. We already have many reserved from all over the country, and seems like a lot of people are using it as their kind of family reunion time at the Lifelight Festival.
And you've been busy all summer out there on the grounds, I know.
We have a lot of new things this year. New coffee house. We kind of converted that dairy barn out there. Historically, it was a dairy barn. We converted it to shower houses, and then we had an art gallery. Well, now right beneath the art gallery, we've remodeled it into a coffee shop and kind of what we call the 360 coffee shop and art gallery performance area. So they've been working on that, and they've been putting some more lighting, some more electrical in, and basically getting the grounds ready for a city to arrive.
I'm just going to run through this real quick, and then we're going to come back to it. But Skillet, Michael W. Smith, a lot of ladies have told me that Michael W. Smith is you're going to have to it's going to be a great night for also King and Country, Red, Colton Dixon, the Afters. That's just a touch of the tip of the iceberg, but something that you probably can hear first right here, right now, is your new book.
Well, you are kind of hearing it first. Thank you, John. Yeah, I have a book that's out. You know, I've written the book, but really Vicky, my wife, and I wrote it together, as well as Robert Morris, who was an editor of entertainment years ago here at the Argus, was one of the editors that helped us in it. Robert is in Virginia now, but this book was in process for quite a while. It's really kind of the backstory of Lifelight. You know, we've heard bits and pieces over the years, and I would say this is really God's story. It was hard to limit the book to a couple hundred pages there, 180, whatever it ended up, because there's so many stories of so many lives, so many people's lives that have been changed. And so what we did is we kind of went back to the early days of my life, my wife and I, and how God brought us into ministry and how that evolved over the years to the festival Lifelight and how it branched into missions and really the miracles God did in our life in spite of our, you know, I would say many times in spite of our lack of faith, in spite of us not learning to trust God in everything. It's an example of how God's just used really average people, myself, my wife, and many, many others who just said yes. And so the book is Taking the Church Outside the Walls and really the Lifelight story, and it'll be available this week at the festival.
Taking
the Church Outside the Walls.
The walls. Yeah. And that was kind of your theme all the way back in the beginning when you started Lifelight.
It was. You know, the ministry started from a calling. Back in the 80s, though, we were doing Lifelight concerts. John 8:12 is that verse that really God gave us as a name for the ministry. But then we just felt like when we did that missions trip in Mexico that we felt like God was prodding us or telling us, you know, take the church outside the walls. Of course, I love the church. So what we mean by that is really encouraging those that are in the church to be the church to such a hurting world that's outside the walls. And ultimately, as members of the body of Christ, the church, we want to see them back in the church at some point. But the model that Jesus gave us was not to hang out in temples, but to go outside the walls and be the light to others.
There's a Lifelight app for that.
There is. You know, I got my smartphone here. It is amazing. You know, I'm kind of the in-between generation. I'm not the, well, my daughters would say I'm the senior citizen generation, but no, I'm kind of that middle. You know, our parents, the senior generation, would know nothing much of the smartphones. And then it all came about in our era. And then the young people, they live by this. So I can just push Lifelight app on my smartphone. I can pull up the schedule. I can get tickets. I can get other information, all of those kind of things right from the phone.
Well, and another first, and we discussed this, I think, when you were on before, is it's free, but there's a ticket.
Yeah, I need to explain that a little bit because the big communication thing this year, John, our heart is to offer the festival for free. People get it that it costs a lot of money to do it. It's a $1.5 million event. Lots of money invested in bands, production. We hear people, one of the greatest compliments we get is people say, wow, Lifelight is just incredible. The production, the lights, the jumbo screen, the stuff for all the family to do, from, you know, stuff for children to teenagers to parents, it's kind of something for everybody. And they know that it costs money to do that. We've been blessed over the years with generous sponsors and donors who give to our ministry. But it seems like a lot of times we've been short in the past, and people have said, boy, we'd give a little. I mean, and they know that. And so tickets have been three things. One, an opportunity for people to donate ahead of time. And so as they go to the app or to the website, lifelight.org, it's really easy. It just says tickets. And then you're given an option. Donate to the ministry, $5, $50, whatever you want to donate, some packages, or just print tickets for free. And so what a lot of folks do is they're printing 10 free tickets, or they're printing, you know, they give something, but then they print extra tickets to give away to friends. And that's what we've always wanted, is that they would take ownership and say, hey, I'm printing tickets, and I'm going to invite Mary and Job and John and Joe and invite my relatives and my coworkers and give them a ticket. In fact, I have some tickets right here. I just printed some. So here's your ticket, John.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the ticket. That's kind of the phrase. Now, it's kind of a pay it forward, you might say.
Yeah, because what's happened, and we're so thankful to people this year, they have chosen, a significant amount of people have chosen to donate to the ministry. So we've covered a lot of those costs before the festival. And at the festival, we'll be talking about the future and the vision and some of the things that God has laid out for us in the region and beyond for 2015.
Now, you have a fun zone, too.
We do. You know, a lot of people are used to going to concerts. And at a concert, there are people that are like, man, I want to be able to sit close. Fun zone is really a way to support the ministry and also be able to sit near the stage right in front. Still be plenty of space near there, around there, for people that just come and show up for free. But the fun zone is a way for them to interact. Some additional things, having a seat that they know is their seat, and maybe be able to interact with some of the bands and some of the folks. And just our way of saying thank you for investing in the ministry. And, you know, so we give them that fun zone area to sit in.
Now, Lifelight, there's more than one now.
You know, the Lifelight South Dakota Festival has been, this will be the 17th festival. Mm-hmm. So that's been the foundation. And we did Missouri this year, already did Missouri in June. That was a great outreach. You know, a year ago we did Texas, not doing Texas again, but we're also doing some global kinds of things. Where last fall, when you and I talked, we had just come back from Ethiopia. But we're also doing some regional events where it might not be a Lifelight event, but we're being invited to be a part of it. And I'm really moved by that. I've been speaking a lot this year, John, in other smaller towns, and most of those people have a story. And they're like, we came to South Dakota, we came to the Lifelight event, and it just inspired us. And, you know, God just spoke to us about doing something in our community. So any little part that we've played in that, we feel that is that's just great.
You've lit a fire in quite a few communities. You said Lifelight Missouri, and with everything that's going on in Missouri right now, every time you open the paper or turn on the news nowadays, everything from ISIS to the beheading, the Christians who had to go to the top of the mountain, to, you know, Ukraine, the aspect of the times today are, we need faith, we need that music more than ever.
Well, you're exactly right, you know, and it's easy for our conversations to get pretty serious, because if you turn on the news, yeah, you've just named some of those things that are going on in culture. And so anywhere we turn, I think it'd be real easy to say, you know, there's got to be something more. There's got to be some hope, because, you know, it's a flawed, we are flawed humans, and evil exists, and God is really the only answer. And, you know, God uses music, and boy, we have been, through personal experience, this is one of the things that Vicki and I relive through the book, all of those experiences of how God either reached us or we were comforted through music. And it is, so that's why we are so committed to the festival and that ministry of music, because God just uses it to bring people to his word and to wake people up and to bring life, as opposed to the evil and the death and the kind of the negative that's out there in part of the culture.
Well, the Lifelight Festival does support, like I say, many ministries throughout the year. You've jumped off the cliff many times. Mm-hmm. Pakistan was, what, 2 years ago?
Pakistan was, actually 2010 was Pakistan. We still support a missionary pastor in Pakistan.
It's not easy going to Pakistan.
It wasn't easy. God opened that door. And we keep getting invited back, but, you know, we... that was kind of a game changer, a life changer for me, especially going to Pakistan. because seeing people in another culture, you know, we're pretty much in the bubble here in the United States. We have first world problems, and then you have third world problems. And then you have third world problems where people could get in trouble or be persecuted, or in the case of, you know, Iraq now, and Christians in Iraq could be killed and persecuted and beheaded, those kinds of things. But Pakistan, we just saw the oppression of people who were under a legalist system and not free.
Mexico, Lifelight Festival has had quite a influence over the years there too.
Mexico has been, you know, since 1998 has been our heart. Then 2003, where we met, you know, Pastor Jorge, and now Jorge has moved to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Our heart is still in Mexico. We do not have an ongoing ministry in Mexico right now, but our heart's been there. And so since 98, we've been doing ministry in Mexico, and we pray for the believers that are there.
So much of the Middle East, Middle West, is a religious war. Islam, Christianity, they worship the same God, Abraham. And yet it seems so like there's no answer to a lot of the things that are going on.
Well, and there's some confusion there. I think some might think they worship the same God. I think Islam would say, some of them will say, no, it's not the same God. But the God of the Bible is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, we look at what's going on right now, and I think some people hijack religion for the purpose of violence. I know that they can justify the violence done, but I know that in the Bible, in those that are followers of Christ, you see the fruit of their lives, and it's not about violence. It's about the love of Jesus Christ and the fact that Jesus said, I am the only way to heaven. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That, on the onset, that sounds like a divisive statement. And yet, as I've traveled the world, I've seen the peace that comes to people who really unite around the claims of Christ and have said, you know, I'm taking serious what Jesus said. And yeah, it's very sad right now that people are torturing Christians just because they would name the name of Christ.
Many people out there listening, especially on radio this time of day, are lonely. They don't know why. And loneliness is a quite painful thing for some people. But I know, and you know, that if they come to Lifelight Festival, they're not going to feel lonely, are they?
They're not going to feel lonely. Some people, though, John, can feel lonely in the middle of a crowd. You know, speaking of everything that's just happened, you know, the Robin Williams tragedy, that was such an awful thing.
A lot of people got depressed on it.
Yes, they did. But it opened up conversations about how people were feeling. And you know, for us to say, you know, that's not the way out. The way of escape and taking of one's life is not the way out. It does remind me of so many stories that we see at the Lifelight Festival. A young lady last year that walked up and, you know, as a pastor friend of mine greeted her and said, what's your Lifelight story? Have you been before? She said, oh, yeah, I've been before. She rolled up her sleeves and said, see my scars? You know, she was a cutter. And though if we haven't been there, and I haven't, I can't understand that, how one would be a cutter. But she also said, I was suicidal last year. Not sure, but this year I'm a new person. You know, I found peace. I found hope last year. We see so many of those stories. Some of those stories are in the book about 2008 when literally young people ran to the stage when Joseph from the band Seventh Day Slumber said, you know, have they ever considered suicide? And he went down the list, and how about today? How about if it wasn't for this concert, maybe you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be with us. And they committed their lives to Christ. They had purpose in their life, and they're rescued. And so that's why we continue to be faithful to the festival model that we do.
You can, just because of the great music, bring a friend. If you're concerned about somebody that is having problems, just bring him this coming weekend. Now, it starts on Friday.
It starts on Friday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon Friday. Bands at Main Stage open at 4:30. Some new things this year.
Mm-hmm.
The children's family stage area, we have a circus. And actually, the guy who is the president of the, and he's the winner of the World Clown Association, really, the World Clown Association, and uses his talents and abilities in clowning for ministry. Have a circus there, high wire walk, juggling and so forth. And then again, the new coffee house, skate park will be there again, BMX and skate park. And then schedule is slowed down a bit this year. I think what we've said is catch more, miss less, because a lot of times people come out and they go, wow, there's just so much going on. How do I want to see this one, but I can't see this one. So I think the schedule is a little more organized this year so people don't miss as many things.
Now, they can go online. LifeLight is one word, LifeLight, and get the schedule there. They can print out tickets. They can be all set and ready to go. But what do you recommend now? Friday is going to be kind of the opening day, but Saturday is kind of the major acts, right?
Well, yeah, Friday. I don't want to discount Friday because we have a band called For King and Country. Actually, you know, A.J. Ray, a young kind of, he's from Texas, but great artist. Zealand, from Australia. Actually from New Zealand, Phil Joel, who's been there many times, great band. Hawk Nelson, the Afters, have had some crossover hits. Eric Samuel Tim, the artist. And then For King and Country is really the band we've been watching. These guys, again, from Australia, and put on a great act. Saturday, though, Skillet. Skillet is huge. Most people, they are a mainstream rock act, and so a lot of people will be there to see them. A lot of the bands, people tell me, I don't remember the band for sure, but boy, when they hear the music, they're like, oh, I've heard that song.
Yeah. They've been dancing to it, you know. But coming up now, the ticket is...
Yeah, I want to say one other thing about the tickets. Yeah. You know, we've had some very generous sponsors, and they've said, you know, we have been faithful at supporting this festival and the overall year-round ministry. So they pay for a lot of it, but not the whole thing. The tickets are a way for people to give, but also the sponsors have said, and one in particular... we want to thank Vern Eide. They've said, hey, we're going to give away a car, get a choice of a Honda, a Mitsubishi, or an Indian motorcycle. We're going to give one of those away. Everybody that registers for tickets, if you go online, doesn't matter if you give or don't give, you're in that drawing to win that grand prize. It's a two-year lease, and it's for free, and then after 2 years, you figure out what you're going to do. But two-year use of a car or a motorcycle.
Indian motorcycle.
Yeah.
Or a Mitsubishi.
That's right.
Or a Honda.
I'm going for the motorcycle.
Yeah, I was going to say
that. I'm not going to win.
That Indian motorcycle sounds like a pretty good reason to visit the website and the ticket option there. But stay up to date. The app is, where do you go to download the app?
Well, if you just go LifeLight and app, you can download that. Just search for it under apps, LifeLight, LifeLight. And it doesn't take long to download the app. I'm looking at my iPhone right now, but Droid, iPhone, any of those. It also has a Bible reading plan on it. You know, you look at the deal here, you can go music, so you can pick your music, homepage, Facebook, Twitter, etc., or a Bible reading plan. So your Bible is right here. Here it just popped up to Psalm 115. Not to us, O Lord, but we give you the glory, Lord. So.
Oh, right. Well, I believe that they actually put up more cell towers in your area during that time, right?
They did. And in addition to cell towers, we've been blessed with a sponsor, SDN. This year we have a wireless internet all over the grounds, everywhere you go. It's a very strong signal. So people will be able to not only use the tower that's out there for Verizon, but also be able to go online as well.
They can stream. They'll be holding their
yep.
I was going to say they're holding their cameras up. No, they're holding their phones up. Mm-hmm. But getting back to our people, your overnight grounds, I suppose is pretty much all reserved already.
We have some camp spots that people reserve early that are electric and water hookups. Those are gone, of course, but there's plenty of room. People could show up to camp this weekend. A lot of people will just put a tent or show up in a trailer or whatever, and plenty of room for that, and they can still pull in on Friday for that, Thursday or Friday.
You'll see buses, RVs, all kinds of trailers.
Yes, we will. Yep.
Tents all over the place, and people just having a good time. Now, can they barbecue or have a campfire?
There are some restrictions to that. I think they can, but a lot of that depends on the weather the week of, if we're having a really dry spell. But the camping coordinator will let them know what the requirements are. I know there will be an area for a campfire. I'm not sure if you can do it at each site or not.
How many volunteers are operating this weekend?
You know, right now we are over, we're over 500, maybe more than that by now. We believe that 500 committed volunteers really helped put on this festival. We're so thankful to each and every one of them. We always say we'd like 1,000 volunteers because that would relieve people. Some people, if they work a 4-hour shift, we're very grateful. But so we're always looking for that, you know, that magic number of maybe 700-800 people, 500 really committed, and some that would just work work a booth or work some area for a shift.
Not too late to still sign up.
Not too late. Lifelight.org volunteers. We have Christy at our office who is our volunteer coordinator. So it's a little easier this year. If you volunteered in the past, you do need to just go back in, update your information, and submit it. But we'd love to have you be a part of it.
No, you can actually ride a bike from Sioux Falls. It's what, 12 miles south? Really, it's people do.
They do, John. You know, I was just out there last Saturday working on the grounds with people. We had great teams of volunteers working, and I ran into TJ, and TJ said, I just rode my bike down here from Sioux Falls. He always rides his bike every year to the festival. Such a faithful worker. And so, yeah, the people can do that.
And a shuttle?
We do not have a shuttle this year. What we're asking, though, is churches. And if you're listening and you're part of a church, you guys have a 15-passenger van or you have a bus, please consider using that to bring people. We're not able to afford to do the shuttle thing this year. But we'd love to help people. I mean, if they can get on a list, but boy, I'd contact one of the local churches and say, do you have a way to get me out there?
They'll find a way to help.
You bet.
Now, a lot of people have their church services at Lifelight on Sunday morning, and you put on a church service.
I'm glad you brought that up. We're having a church service this year. It's at noon this year, so it's later. Typically, it's been at 10:30 or 11 o'clock. We moved it to noon. People can grab something to eat before, or they can eat when they get there. The vendors will be open with food. But we moved it to noon because we wanted more people to be able to experience church. Just had this conversation with our staff and our team, and we're like, you know, is God still telling us to do a church service? And yes, he clearly is, because when people think of church, they still think, even though you can meet for church anytime, Saturday night or whenever during the week, they still think of Sunday as the Lord's Day for church. And we see such a blessing with such a diverse group of people, you know, thousands of people gathering that are across all denominations, across cultures and across ages and generations. So I just want to personally invite everybody to come out and experience church. This year will be especially meaningful with what we have lined up.
One thing I remember is I was so entertained by the guy that was helping park cars last year. He was a hoot. But that's what I'm saying is you need volunteers. You know, this is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but you're going to need volunteers on Monday and Tuesday to clean
big,
all this
big
up.
Big week. And,
yes.
And post-festival, yeah, big week. We have to put things away. So it's erecting a city for the weekend and tearing it back down afterwards.
300,000 people over the weekend and 17th annual. And it's a rite of passage now for a lot of people that grew up with their families are now bringing their kids to the Lifelight Festival. And for those who maybe are new, they've never heard of it before, how would you describe it?
You know, John, and if people haven't been, it really is hard to describe it because we talk about it and they go, really? What? I mean, there's really that many people and there's really that kind of music. It really is kind of a concert festival fair kind of combination all in one place. Meaningful teaching and seminars, things for people to buy in the vendor area. So thankful to our vendors. But really for us, and it's about the message. You know, it's the music, the message, and changed lives. We believe, we, in fact, we know God does use music. But for us, it's the gospel. It's the Bible and the message of the Bible. And the message of the Bible is that people can know God and they can have eternal life. And in these days of so many problems, so many things going on, that message we want to shout from the rooftops, and a festival is the way that we do it.
Well, you can have everything from a circus to BMX to kids, something for everybody. You can stay up all night at the coffee shop. There's good food, good people, good music, and for a lot of people, I think this will be a lifesaver. A Lifelight Festival. I want to give you 1 minute to say anything you want.
Okay. Well, I just always like to end with the gospel. I grew up in the church. I love the church. I would have said I believe the right things, but I did not have a peace in my life. I didn't have a relationship with Jesus Christ that is talked about. And so maybe you're listening and you're like, I don't know what this is about. Just come. We just want you to come to the festival. Maybe you've been in church. Maybe you've never been to church. God loves you. He loves all people. He loves all people all over the world. He loves you just like you are. In fact, the Bible says all of us are sinful and separated from God, and yet, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So he died for you. And it's so the gospel is simply admitting that you need forgiveness, that you've sinned, saying in your heart, man, I want to turn from my sin. I want a different life. I want to turn from my sin and follow Jesus. And then saying, Jesus, come into my life. I want you to come in through the power of your Holy Spirit and take over my life. And the Bible says he will. And that's the message. That's the message of the Bible, the message of the Christian church throughout generations. And we just proclaim it in a relevant way at the festival.
El Green, Lifelight Festival. It's a live light coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I want to thank you for being with us on
Thank you so much.